My life before I came to know Christ. Before I came to know the Lord, I was selfish and I wanted my own way. Before I came to know the Lord, I was selfish and I wanted my own way. God really wasn't in my thoughts at this time before I knew Christ, I did things my way, and because of this, I was on my way to a place that is far away from God. In fact, I would have to be punished forever for all my sins. The scariest part about my life before I was saved is that I thought I was okay. I didn't know I was a sinner on my way to hell. Proverbs 14:12 says, "There is a way that seems right to a person, but its end is the way to death." How I came to know Christ. In March of this year, something happened that showed me how sinful and bad I was. I was disrespected my mom one day. Of course, I was sent to my room. My mom was taking me in to go to bed, and I started crying. My mom asked me what was wrong and asked if I was upset because I was being punished, and I said no. Then she said, "Are you crying because you think you hurt mom's feelings?" And I said no. And then she asked, "Are you crying because you think you hurt God's feelings?" And I said yes. And I cried even harder. I didn't want to hurt God or go to hell. I wasn't saved at this time, but I really realized that my problem wasn't with my parents or anyone else. My biggest problem was with God. I spoke with my mom and realized that I deserve to pay for my sins forever. We studied and watched things about the end of the world when God will judge all people. I began to seek the Lord. Psalm 34:4 says, "I sought the Lord, and he answered me and delivered me from all my fears." I kept thinking about God and seeking him, and just after Resurrection Sunday, something happened that I will never forget. I had been asking God to save me. We were going to have the Lord's Supper again at church. Every time we have the Lord's Supper, I would get sad because I want to be a part of God's family, but I knew that I wasn't. If he wouldn't have saved me, I would have to go to a horrible place where people pay for their sins. I deserve to go there. Every night I would pray that God would draw me to himself and save me. After Resurrection Sunday, God answered my prayer. I know that Jesus died for my sins. My confession of Christ. Jesus is my Savior. He saved me from my sin. I don't rule my own life, but Jesus does. I am very happy about that. I know that John 3:16 is true. God so loved the world, that includes me, that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Amen. This verse is talking about me. I have everlasting life. I will not perish. I will never have to get what I deserve. I deserve to perish, but Jesus perished in my place. And now I can be with God in heaven. I want to be with God in heaven. He's the most important person in my life since I came to know Christ. Since I came to know Christ, I've changed. Everything is different. How I act and what I say has changed. God's people are now my family. I love my family in Christ. I want to grow and become a stronger Christian. Praying makes me happy. I love learning more about my Savior and reading his word. John 1:12 says, "As many as received him who believed in his name, he gave the right to become the children of God." I have been born again, and now I am God's child. Today, I want to show my faith by being baptized.
Amen.